You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney teenager Winona Langford is one of two people missing and presumed dead following the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's Whakaari White Island. The 17-year-old had been travelling with her family on the Ovation of the Seas cruise liner. Both her parents died in the eruption and her brother, Jesse Langford, is receiving medical treatment in hospital. The second missing person has been identified as 40-year-old New Zealand citizen Hayden Marshall Inman. Despite extensive land and sea searches, authorities say it is unlikely the two bodies, believed to be in the waters around White Island, will be found. Despite worsening weather conditions threatening to hinder recovery missions, Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's confident police and defence teams will keep trying to find them.
I know that every effort is being made by police and I believe defence members to locate the two missing people from White Island. They will make every single effort they are able to, I know, and they have in past days. Weather is currently again conspiring against them, and that is a very dangerous environment in which they are working.
10 Australians are confirmed dead and 12 are receiving treatment for burns in Australian hospitals after being medically evacuated from New Zealand. Ms. Payne says it is still difficult to come to terms with what has happened.
I don't think any one of us can begin to imagine what those families are facing in the coming weeks and months. Here in places like Auckland, in Sydney, we're surrounded by Christmas and celebration, but they face tragedy and devastation, and our hearts and thoughts are with them every step of the way.
The tragedy has had a global impact, with the 47 on the island when it erupted being mostly tourists from countries including Germany, China, Malaysia and the United States. Judy Turner is the mayor of Whakatane, the nearest town to White Island. She says there is a profound sense of community as people mourn.
There's a great sense of unity, of people coming together, and clearly the focus was around remembering the event, reflecting on what's happened in the last week since that event and thinking about the people who remain affected people in this with some very serious things in their future now.
WorkSafe, New Zealand's primary regulator for workplace-related incidents, has opened a health and safety investigation into the harm and loss of life caused by the eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has given WorkSafe a deadline of 1 year to pursue charges, if it deems they are necessary.
The coronial processes are also likely to continue for some time. As a cabinet, we know that it's possible there will be broader issues that won't be covered by these inquiries. Therefore, I have asked for advice from officials to look into whether there are any gaps that need to be addressed that fall outside of a potential coronial inquiry and the WorkSafe investigation.
WorkSafe is examining the reason tour operators were able to take travellers onto the volcano's rim, despite scientists raising threat levels a day before the eruption. Sonia Lal, SBS News.